I'd be lying if I said I wasn't fighting feelings that happen when you go closer. Yeah, that happened when you came over.
This is Steven Salyers, and I'm hanging out with Donald Jenkins on his show Nashville Hits Collecting Dust.
Oh, gosh, we're back. Man, technical issues, they stress me out.
Yeah, me too.
People ask me what I do. I go, well, I go 180 degrees in that direction. When it comes to details or technical stuff, like, I don't know. That's what stresses me out. I just want to dream. I have a vision. I know where I'm going in that direction, and that's all I know. So. Hey, man, thanks for coming on. I am sitting here with Steven Salyers. Now, I don't know if I said that right, because the Alabama way is Salyers, but yeah. You corrected me.
Yeah, which I would take either way, as long as you didn't say like Slayer or Sailor or something like that. But you have to you know that like as much as I've sang and been introduced, like it is probably the one of the most butchered names in history.
Really?
And I got introduced one Christmas by Scott Hamilton, the figure skater, and
yeah,
he said it correctly. And I didn't even know he was introducing me. And when he said it correctly, I was like, I want to find the person who coached Scott Hamilton in my last name, because that just made my whole night.
Well, you don't realize how big of a deal it is until you're either hosting like a podcast. I recorded a TV show the other day, and it's things that you don't think about until you're actually doing them. Mm. And I'll tell you, I'll give you a prime example. We were recording your introduction to this podcast. And it's not hard. We were just, hey, introduce yourself, say the show. But like you hit a wall and your mind goes immediately blank.
Yeah.
And I've done that before, introducing guests. And it's like, holy cow. And not only do you try to remember like their name, but how to say it.
Yeah. And then I've fretted about like, oh my gosh, she's going to think that I didn't remember the name of the show. Failed.
No, that's fine. Well, hey, thanks for coming in, man.
Dude, thanks for asking. This is great. I've listened to several... And I'm just blown away how, you know, you've given artists like me and songwriters the opportunity to come in and hang out and, you know, allowed their song and their voice to be heard in the world and want nothing from it other than just to, like, hopefully allow it to get value and success or opportunity from it. So thank you.
No, hey, thanks. I appreciate it. And, I've always said this, that it's actually okay to have a little vanity in what you're doing. The reason I say that is, yes, I love promoting you guys and I love giving y'all a platform to actually play and, you know, showcase your talent and songs, you know, besides just regular listening rounds. But I'll be honest, people do not feel sorry for me, because I sit here and I get like a one-on-one serenade from the best talent in the world.
Mm.
I mean, that's not a bad gig for me, is it?
Awesome. Thank you.
You know, I was sitting here and I have a buddy over here, Kevin, who's kind of helping me out. We were just looking at each other like, during your song, it's like, really?
Thank you.
Yeah. So, thanks for what y'all do. And the thing is what people don't understand is like, just because you have talent, whether it's vocally or, you know, writing or whatever, like, God, it just doesn't make it easy, right? Mm-hmm. Like the whole world of pursuing and being successful in general when it comes to just the reality of, let's just say, surviving,
mm-hmm.
right? There's a lot of sacrifices that you guys make in order that, you know, we hear the perk.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything that we get to hear from you guys is the end result of a lot of probably quite literal blood, sweat, and tears. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's like a sacrifice that, like, is ride or die for the dreamer that has it in them. You know, it's like, they will give their music away. They will play on the streets and they want to be taken care of and they want all of the monetary financial success that goes along with that work. But if they don't get it, it's still on.
Right.
And that's what is hard for everyone to, that's why you get no sympathy from your friends. They're like, well, good luck with that. Because they're like, yeah, it's one in a million. Everybody's trying to do it. And it's hard as I was like, you know, everybody's unhappy. And I correct people sometimes because I'm like, you know what? Like, it's not struggling artists living in Nashville, Tennessee. It's happy individuals.
Right.
That even though they may not have a shiny bus or they might have a number one song, they're happy because they're creating and sharing music. And that's why people love to come to Nashville, Tennessee, is because even the homeless are talented.
Yeah.
You know, and they want to play and get what they have in them out into the world and without the expectation of whatever else. That may be what brings us to Nashville, but we're around people who are creatively driven and wired, and whether they're writing or singing a song, you can go in a restaurant or a coffee shop and be like, that guy has something that is attracting me.
Yeah.
And it's probably because like he's a writer or whatever, or happened this week for me. And you just, hey, how are you? And you realize that, like, I mean, people come and go from Nashville, and I've been here for 11 years. I moved here when I was just barely five, and not really five, but I've been here for 11 years.
I'm doing the math. You totally look 16, so it's great.
And the faces have come and have gone, and, you know, I've changed, you know, in 11 years, and I realized, like, man, if I had come and not tried to figure out, oh, this is what Dierks did, or this is what so-and-so did, and try to emulate that, because that sort of mentality is like, you know, that you could bag up and put at Target and sell. And it's just, it doesn't happen, you know, and realize that, like, Stephen, like, just do what you can do and be who you are, and everything else will either happen the way that you want it to or not.
Yeah.
And so now when people tell me, after they've heard me sing, like, I can't wait to see you on The Voice and watch all four chairs turn around and you get to choose, I'm like, thank you so much. You know, they've actually turned me down three times, and that's okay. Like, that's just not part of my story. You know,
right.
Like, what? I can't believe it. I was like, well, I can't either, but I'm glad I tried out, and I'm glad to know that, like, I'm not supposed to be, you know, at that time on the show, you know?
Yeah.
So it's not a hero or victim story. It's like, I get to live it, and people that are strangers or faces that I know get to tell me how the response was to my song or my voice. And it gives me value, but it's not the reason I sing.
Sure.
Because that's for me. And so when you said what you said about you all reacting to what we did, my eyes were shut because I wanted to make sure, like, I wasn't looking for your approval, even though I know you would cheer me on, but I wanted to be in this moment and make this the most magical thing that could come across to your listeners. So,
yeah. Well, thanks for that. And it was awesome. And it always is. You know, a little bit about our history.
Yeah.
You know, you've lived here 11 years. I've lived here almost 14 years. Mm. You know, we've crossed paths in, you know, I think in numerous different groups. It's funny because you have a lot of different groups of friends, and at some point they always cross paths somehow, some way. And I've known probably of you longer than we've actually known each other.
Same thing. In fact, I was invited to come to your event at Tin Roof years ago when you launched Make It Happen. And I was like, who is Donald Jenkins? And well, he's that guy. He's not like people, to hear people explain you is everything.
Would you tell me what you hear?
Well, it would take me a long time, you know, but it's like model, entrepreneur, leader, stud, you know, everything in the world. And, but I just remember, like, there was this celebration and this is what it kind of was. No one could ever tell me, but everybody wanted to be there is what I wanted to say.
Oh, wow.
Everybody wanted to be there. And I was like, even though I don't know who that person is, I want to know him because everyone wants to be there to celebrate whatever he is launching, you know? And that was four or five years ago?
2013.
Yeah. So we wouldn't meet until
after
that, I'm sure.
It's crazy. Yeah, two things I hear on that, and that makes me feel good. Thanks for saying that. But at the same time, I'm sitting there going, all right, I really got to work on my message and branding, Kevin. So take notes. But it's funny. And this has been on my brain, and it's been a topic of conversation more so here lately. It's like the hardest question I have to answer is, what do you do? And just like you just said, well, I could explain, but it would take too long. I have that same problem. Mm. But just know this. I'm passionate about passion. Mm. And at the end of the day, regardless of what you do, if you're passionate about it, I'm passionate that you're passionate about it. And I just like to tell the story and promote it. That's fulfilling to me. Mm-hmm. It's the what I consider the vanity in it is that if I feel good, that's okay that I feel good by hopefully giving others something else. You know, even if it's just something that they can feel good about themselves about. And that's really, I have to tell everybody that's listening, if you're thinking that for whatever reason, it's arrogant or whatever, that you feel good doing what you are good at or want to do, you know, don't. That's your gift.
That's
your gift. Like, go do it. Don't keep it from the world. Like, it's okay that you feel good doing it. You should, you know?
And I would say to be bold enough to be like, I came up to you about a year ago and was like, dude, I want to start this coffee group, which never happened, but our friend did, and we're in that group together. But I was like, it's about leaders and dreamers that are dreaming just as big as me. And to, like, share brave comments like that with someone that you see mirroring the same gifts as you in whatever realm they're in is everything. And to, like, know that like you will draw those people into your lives, but to like be intentional and tell them, because you know, if you feel like it, you should, because you never know that like when those two forces come together, what could happen.
Right.
So,
and you know, to hear a lot of what you were talking about earlier, I can't say that I have seen and heard every story. I haven't. Our stories are still being written.
Yeah.
A lot of times I do hear though, but if I had it my way going back, if I had what I thought I wanted at the time, then this, and this wouldn't have happened. And this is so much better than what I thought. Mm. And to quote from our, you know, our pastor friend, Pete Wilson, who is phenomenal. I know you sing at Crosspoint, guys. If y'all ever want to hear Stephen sing live and you live in Nashville, he sings at Crosspoint, which is just great. But Pete's always said, I think the biggest illusion that we have as people is that illusion of control. Right. And at first it's like, that scares us. But at the same time, I think that's the gift. Cause I think there's something probably a lot bigger out there for both of us that even you and I could draw up.
Yeah.
So thank goodness for that.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
So,
but I've spent so long, like, you know, trying to get approval or trying to be like, hey, will you be my friend? You know, and reach out, trying to force it and control it. And what I've found is like, whenever I just started just doing my own thing, like naturally people of power or influence.
Yeah.
I wasn't even on my radar, would just like come to me, you know? And that's a great thing. It's like when you clear out your vision and like, okay, like, well, this isn't working. Like, I mean, I'm not going to compare you to this person, but it's a great mirror. It's like Oprah Winfrey is a million things. Mm. She's even sang her own theme song that she wrote and she can't even sing. But what all people associate to Oprah is power and passion. Mm. And, you know, so she can do a list of 50 or 100 things because she has 100 people working for her, but she's not limited to just one genre or category. And you are very much in a similar situation where it's like you have a lot of things that you're great at.
Yeah.
And you can't necessarily hone in on one, but you don't have to because like you have the power and the passion. And everyone, again, wants to see that. And you know, as you tap into podcasts or TED Talks or whatever it is, you're going to wield the one that like gets you to the world. But like right now it's so important for you to like honor every one of those. You know? So
well, and I learned so much from you guys, which is why I do this too. So thanks for saying that. Yeah. I don't have Oprah's bank account.
Me neither. Or even like her sister or stepbrother's bank account, you know?
Oh, me. Well, you know, enough about that. You know, as far as it comes to your music though, you've been pursuing it your whole life, right?
Yeah.
And my whole life. Now you're here. You've had what, ups and downs like anybody else, but like some of your songs are just so good and there's always momentum, right? And sometimes you feel like it goes away, but what do you have going on right now when it comes to music?
It's interesting. Like last year I, you know, had three holds, which for, you know, but the non-Nashville person, holds, meaning an artist is considering recording your song for their project.
Yeah.
One major CCM band, one country legend, one pop icon. And the way those songs got to those artists was not because I tried, you know, and it happened really magical. The pop song, the artist did record and it was like the numbers were there. I knew what my life was about to change. And then her life changed, had a little breakdown, shelved the project and did something totally different. And 8 months of like, it's happening, recorded. This is what you're getting, Steven. Went to back to zero. It was taken away.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Steven, like stop focusing on like those, even though those were like game changers in what we all moved to Nashville for. My lesson was like, I have to continue to create the next one, the next one. And so anyway, I say all that to say like right now I'm actually recording a pop project for myself that is an EP that I've tried to finish for 2.5 years. And I haven't aligned with anybody that like has the same enthusiasm as I do.
Yeah.
And I did. And it was someone from a band that I've idolized my whole life. And it happened in a way that was like spontaneous and, it's magical. And you know, there's a lot of synchronicity and a lot of stories that will go in the memoir one day, but you know, it's like that moment where it's like, okay, like I had to be protected from all of the no's to get to this point. And I didn't try to seek out this person, you know, obviously. And it kind of scares me because I'm like, this is almost too good to be true. And I told a friend last night at dinner, I was like, I actually heard this track and prayed like, please don't take this from me.
Yeah.
You know? And so that feeling I've never had in Nashville 11 years later. And so, Well, see, singing those songs that we just sang felt like an old Steven, because I like the last 3 weeks have been this new monster.
Yeah.
And so I'm excited about it as an artist. But also, like, I don't deprive myself as a songwriter to write whatever comes my way, yeah. You know? So it's awesome. It's great to like live in Nashville and to write songs that you want to write and to know that like there's no way to mess it up, you know? Yeah. So,
well, I'm excited for everybody to hear these songs. We're going to play one now and then hopefully get you back again to play the second one.
Yeah, how's that?
But let's do our shameless plug real quick, because if you have a chance to hear Steven, you really need to. So how do people find you?
The best way that I engage is through Instagram, and it's my Snapchat's weak. But Instagram I'm obsessed with, and so I'm always posting about shows there and inspirational stuff that fires me up and creatively. So I would love to connect with anybody and everybody through Instagram right now, because everything else is kind of a work in progress,
yeah.
And failed. And so relaunch and all, rebrand, all that good stuff.
Perfect.
Instagram name is Stephen, Stephen
underscore. With a P-H. That's a common mistake. Yeah.
Underscore Salyers, Salyers. Stephen underscore Salyers. So yeah.
Awesome.
See you on the wide web.
Good deal. Well, guys, support Stephen really and all of our guests here. Follow us on Nashville Hits Collecting Dust podcast and follow all my social medias, which I'm still learning here, Donald S. Jenkins. And make sure you do not miss an episode. Hey, another thing, if you would like for me to ask any questions or hear any things that, you know, I'm not thinking of, shoot me an email. It's just hitscollectingdust@gmail.com. Steven, my man, thanks for coming in.
Dude, thank you.
We're going to have you again. And gosh, wow, I'm excited to see what is, I think the best is yet to come.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate that.
See you, boy.
Red wine stain on the carpet. Take a couple days to get it off it. If I don't do it now, but I ain't worried about it. Take out on the counter. It'll go bad in an hour if it ain't put away. Can't pull myself away. Cause I don't wanna stop what started. It'll be there regardless of how it plays out. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't fighting feelings that happen when you grew closer. Yeah, that happened when you came over. I don't know where we're going, but let's just stay here in the moment. I ain't saying that we're both falling. I don't know what we'll call it, but we'll worry about the mess in the morning. Yeah, we'll worry about the mess in the morning. Couldn't have planned this any better. Here we are together, tangled on the couch from all that making out. We could turn into the best thing. We could be making a mistake. Guess now we're gonna find out. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't fighting feelings that happen when you move closer. Who knew that happened when you came over? I don't know where we're going, but let's just stay here in the moment. But we'll worry about the mess in the morning. Yeah, yeah, we'll worry about the mess in the morning. When the sun creeps up, the hangover sets in. Yeah, we can talk about it then. Cause I be lying if I say I wasn't fighting feelings that happen when you move closer. Who knew that happened when you came over? I don't know where we're going, but let's just stay here in the moment. I ain't saying that we're both falling. worry about the mess in the morning. Yeah, we'll worry about the mess in the morning. Yeah, we'll worry about the mess in the morning. Yeah, we'll worry about the mess in the morning.
This has been HIDS Collecting Dust. Please support this podcast and the artists featured by going to iTunes, subscribing, and leaving us a review.